Few of us can know the thrill of thundering along on a well-trained horse in a polo match, mallet in hand, working to keep track of the ball with three teammates and four opponents, some of them bent on getting that little white ball into the goal, but four of them bent on keeping you from doing that. The game of kings really gets his hooks into those who play it, and Paolo Skellen of the Hawaii Polo Club is here to tell us how it feels. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Nice to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, and how it feels is it feels pretty exciting, doesn't it?
Pretty exhilarating, yeah. I'm a baby polo player myself. I'm not a great, I'm not a professional. I played at a very rudimentary level, but I have a burning passion for the sport.
Well, you've had the experience of galloping toward the goal and whacking that little ball into a goal, yeah?
Correct, and it's a great thrill, great sense of excitement, achievement. I mean, the animals themselves are just absolutely, they're everything. They're 60% of the performance of the game, and any polo player will tell you that. So a great polo player is not going to do terribly well on a horse that is not a high-performance polo horse.
What does it take to be a great polo pony horse?
The ability to be able to accelerate quickly, turn on a dime, have stamina. Mm-hmm. A period of play is 7.5 minutes, and we normally play 6 7.5 minute segments, mm-hmm. with a 5 minute break between each chukka. And the horses have got to run, change direction for 7.5 minutes nonstop.
Yeah.
So it's pretty. Then they run out of horsepower, literally, and you change horses. Sometimes change horses during a chukka.
Well, because it's almost everything seems to be done at almost full speed. Yeah,
correct. Particularly at the highest levels of the game.
Sure.
So polo players are ranked from a -2 ranking to a +10. The greatest polo players in the world have a 10-goal rating. There are probably only there's less than 30 of them in the world. A good number of them come from Argentina, which is the leading nation of polo players at the moment.
Yeah.
And we're lucky enough to have a couple of Argentinians playing here at Hawaii Polo Club, enthralling the crowds every Sunday afternoon.
What does it take to reach that level? What are the attributes of a really great player?
I think they're athletes like the horses themselves and like any other athlete. So it's starting early for the most part to reach the highest levels of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, you can start to learn to play polo at any age. I was in my mid-50s when I first got on a horse and held onto a polo mallet. So there are some there's some great schools for polo here, and there's some great teachers of polo here. And at Hawaii Polo Club, we have a school to train,
mm-hmm.
And also we have a trail riding club there that helps to keep the horses exercised during the week, because they can't just sort of stand still in a pasture and then get up and go full blast on a Sunday afternoon.
Sure. Is the training very specific to playing for a horse, to be a polo horse?
Yeah, I'm not a trainer. I don't profess to know a lot about it, but I know that great horse trainers and polo horse trainers are much coveted by the patrons who own these horses and often play as captain of their teams. So, again, we have a number of great trainers, both lady and male trainers and grooms here on the island.
But as you were telling me earlier, that visiting players come and are provided with horses when they play in Hawaii matches, which means they would have certain expectations of what a horse could do, right?
Correct. And to attract those high-goal players, you need to be able to give them a Ferrari of a horse. Nobody's going to come out and, if they're a 5 or 6 goal player and want to ride a donkey.
Yeah, sure.
So nothing against donkeys, of course, but they want to ride a high-performance beast. Once again, it's 60% of the success of a game. So,
Well, let's just kind of set the stage, Paolo. Four on a side.
Correct.
7 minute chuckers.
Seven and a half, yes.
Seven and a half. And a field of
360 yards by 150 yards. 9 football fields.
In area. So it's width as well as the length. The
correct.
Length is 3.5 times a football field.
Correct.
Give or take.
Yeah.
But the width plays a part as well, yeah?
Absolutely. And, you know, the game is strictly within those confines. Many polo fields have boards down the length of the side, so you play the ball off the boards a little bit as you would in a game of billiards.
Oh, really?
And those horses are moving 30-35 miles an hour when they really wind up. So the ability and the agility of the horses and the riders, the polo players themselves, to be able to stop those horses on a dime and get them going in another direction.
I would think that it would require a kind of a telepathy with your teammates as you're heading for the goal at that kind of speed, and you pass the ball, which you do, right?
Correct. You know, it's strategic. I would, you know, the highest levels of what we call soccer here in North America, of football, are the same. The way in which that soccer ball is tapped skillfully over the heads of other players to somebody on the other side of the field. And polo has those same skills. It's that spatial awareness, great hand-eye coordination, good horsemanship. Of course, the great riders make it, the great polo players make it look very effortless.
Yeah. Now, would a team practice specific plays, you know, in the way you might in something like hockey or basketball, where you say, at a certain point, I'm going to pass it to you, have a fake and pass it back? Do you have things like that?
Yes, for sure. Perhaps not as... not as defined as you may do in basketball or in football, American football, but certainly once you know who your adversaries are and you know what their strengths and weaknesses are, then you huddle together and you plan your strategy to play to those weaknesses and to your strengths.
Do you have a coach on the sidelines? Is there any? Does coaching play a part, or do you pretty much make those decisions on the field in the game?
A lot of it's done beforehand. Often it's the patron, the owner of the team, who knows how he wants his team to play. But they also defer to the most skilled players on the field as well. So the guy with the greatest ability generally gets to ride the fastest and the most agile horses as well. You'd be foolish as a patron not to give the best horse to the best player.
Just that your use of the term patron reminds me of its very aristocratic origins, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, interesting. You know, it's the oldest team sport in the world, started in the area of Persia, Afghanistan, and, of course, the modern game. When the British went to India during the period of the Raj, they saw how skilled the Indian horsemen were, and they were been playing a version of polo for centuries, and the British brought it back to Europe. The fact that you require so many horses to mount a team and play a six chukker tournament.
Yeah, it does reserve it to a few. But
so hence the sport of kings.
Exactly. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Every Sunday out at Mokalea on the North Shore.
All right.
We'd love to welcome you to polo.
Paolo Skellen is a member of the Hawaii Polo Club, which holds its matches in Mokalea on the North Shore every Sunday until September 4th. And you can link to details about the matches through our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.